Tomorrow night at VCU's Singleton Center, Ron McCurdy, jazz trumpeter and director of the Langston Hughes Project, will narrate Hughes' 1961 poem, Ask Your Mama, accompanied by a jazz rhythm section and a slideshow including images and artwork that reflect the subject matter of the poem. Coming up in a few minutes, a conversation with Ron McCurdy about Ask Your Mama. Here's a recording of McCurdy performing Cultural Exchange, the first section or mood of the 800-line poem Ask Your Mama by Langston Hughes.
Mood one, cultural exchange. In the quarter of the Negroes, where the doors are doors of paper dust, of dingy atoms, blows a scratchy sound, amorphous jack-o'-lanterns caper, and the wind won't wait for midnight for fun to blow doors down. By the river and the railroad, with fluid far-off going, boundaries bind, unbinding, a whirl of whistles blowing, no trains or steamboats going, yet Leontines unpacking. In the quarter of the Negroes, where a doorknob lets in leader more than German ever bore, her yesterday past grandpa, not of her own doing, in a pot of collard greens, is gently stewing. There forbid us to remember comes an African in mid-December, sent by the State Department among the shacks to meet the blacks. Leontine, Sammy, Harry, Poitier, lovely Lena, Marion Lewis, Pearlie Mae, George S. Schuyler, Mo Tobaney, come what may, Langston Hughes. In the quarter of the Negroes, where the railroad and the river have doors that face each way, and the entrance to the movies up an alley, up the side. Pushcarts fold and unfold in a supermarket sea. And we better find out, Mama, where is the colored laundromat since we moved up to Mount Vernon? Ralph Ellison as Vespucius, in Aurora at the masthead, Arnold Bontomp, chief consultant, Mo Tobaney, mellow baby, Pearlie Mae, Shalom Aleichem, Jimmy Baldwin, Sammy, come what may. The signs point Ghana, Guinea, and the toll bridge from Westchester is a gangplank rocking risky between the deck and shore of a boat that never quite knew its destination. In the quarter of the Negroes, Ornette and consternation claim attention from the papers who have no news that day of Moscow. In the pot, behind the paper doors, what's cooking? What's smelling, Leontine? Leader, lovely leader, and a leaf of collard greens. Lovely leader, Leontine. In the shadow of the Negroes, Nkrumah. In the shadow of the Negroes, Nasser, Nasser. In the shadow of the Negroes, Zeke Ezekwe. Cuba, Castro, Guinea, Torre, for deed or propaganda, Kenyatta. And the tom dogs of the cabin, the cocoa and the cane brake, the chain gang and the slave block, tarred and feathered nations, seagrams and four roses, $5 bags, a deck or dagger, filibuster versus veto, like a snapping turtle, won't let go until it thunders. Won't let go until it thunders. Tears the body from the shadow. Won't let go until it thunders. In the quarter of the Negroes. And they asked me right at Christmas if my blackness would it rub off. I said, ask your mama. Dreams and nightmares. Nightmares, dreams, oh, dreaming that the Negroes of the South have taken over. Voted all the Dixiecrats right out of power. Comes the colored hour. Martin Luther King is governor of Georgia. Dr. Rufus Clement, his chief advisor. Zelma Watson George, the high, grand, worthy, in white pillared mansions, sitting on their wide verandas. Wealthy Negroes have white servants, and white sharecroppers work the black plantations. And colored children have white mammies. Mammy Phobos, Mammy Eastland, Mammy Patterson. Dear, dear, darling, old white mammies, sometimes even buried with our family. Dear old Mammy Phobos, culture, they say, is a two-way street. Hand me my mint julep, Mammy, and make haste.
Cultural Exchange, the first section or mood from Langston Hughes' 1961 poem, Ask Your Mama, 12 Moods for Jazz. The narrator and composer of the music was Ron McCurdy. He'll be performing the entire piece tomorrow night at 8 at VCU's Singleton Center. I spoke with Ron McCurdy recently and asked him about the origins of Langston Hughes' poem.
Langston Hughes had been asked to serve as the MC for the 1960s Newport Jazz Festival. And he was working with the likes of Muddy Waters and Duke Ellington and Count Basie and Sarah Vaughan, Ella Fitzgerald. And the festival that year had been oversold by about 2,000 tickets. Mostly young white males couldn't get in. And a riot ensued, and they ended up shutting down the Newport Jazz Festival that year. And Langston was so moved by that occurrence and also what was happening in the world at that time. As you recall, we were only 5 years into the Civil Rights Movement. So this whole poem became Langston Hughes' social commentary on the struggle for freedom and equality among Africans and African Americans.
Ron McCurdy says the title of Langston Hughes' poem comes from the African American tradition of trading insults known as the dozens.
The whole humor that he injects into this poem, that he inserts himself into the poem, where he has had reached a certain level of acclaim in his own artistic life. But because he was African-American, his white counterparts would always ask him, where'd you get your money? Or can you recommend a maid? Or questions that were basically out of line, that were just disrespectful. So his retort was, don't ask me, ask your mama. So that was the humor of his attempt at being humorous in this poem. That happens maybe 3 or 4 times in the poem.
There's much more to Ask Your Mama than just humor. The poem is expansive in the range of cultures that it reflects. It touches on the African diaspora as it's manifested in Cuba, Brazil, the Caribbean, Latin America, and African nations like Ghana, Congo, Kenya, and Nigeria. It also touches on African American culture in the city, the country, and the suburb. It talks about the North and the South, and it goes all the way back to the time of slavery.
Like I said, that's why it's called 12 moves, because it goes through a myriad of different moves. Everything from that line, ask your mama, when he talks about Sojourner Truth having to bare her bosoms in public to prove she was a woman, about her children being taken away from her and sold up the river. I mean, so there's some pretty serious moments in the poem as well.
Langston Hughes' intention was for Ask Your Mama to be read with musical accompaniment. When he published the poem in 1961, he included specific music cues in the margins, indicating a jazz group should play an up-tempo blues in one place, a calypso in another, that a high, lonely flute should sound, or a deep African drum should be struck. Hughes made plans separately with Charles Mingus and Randy Weston to compose a musical setting for the work, but he died without seeing the project to completion. McCurdy believes his musical setting is the first to realize Langston Hughes' original vision.
In a town named after Stanley, night each night comes nightly, and the music of all musics borrowed from the horns that don't know how to play on LPs that wonder how they got that way. What time is it, Mama? What time is it now? Makes no difference to me, but I'm asking anyhow.
In addition to the musical setting he composed for Ask Your Mama, Ron McCurdy has created a visual component to the performance, a kind of slideshow that corresponds to the historical and musical figures mentioned in the poem.
The poem itself is very densely written. There are a lot of names and places that are referenced in the poem. And so what we decided to do was to have the images correlate with the poem. So, for instance, when he's talking about Zika Zigwe, or Nkrumah, or Nasser, or Nina Simone, or Duke Ellington, or John Coltrane, or Ornette Coleman, we have images that will correlate with the poem, and the images are synchronized with the poem. And this is just to help the audience to kind of get a sense of the times and the moods that Langston was trying to portray.
McCurdy has been performing Ask Your Mama for 15 years, and he's had the opportunity to shape his presentation of the work into a theatrical performance rather than a dry academic presentation. While it's intended to be entertaining, he says there's a lot to be learned from Langston Hughes' poem.
The whole performance is a history lesson in itself. So you're learning about history, you're learning about social conditions, you're learning about some of our musical icons. You're learning about some of the not-so-pretty aspects of our country. There are references to some of the staunch segregationalists, Faldus from Arkansas and Eason and Malin and others who were staunch segregationalists. So Langston, again, addresses a plethora of different people in this poem. And I think people are going to really enjoy it because it touches on so many emotions.
Ron McCurdy will perform Langston Hughes' Ask Your Mama, 12 Moods for Jazz, tomorrow evening at 8 at VCU's Singleton Center. Admission is free. You can find more information at arts.vcu.edu. Click on More and select Events, or just Google Langston Hughes Project.